At this crossroad, we discover the entrance to the site. On your left, on the rampart, that is facing Jacques Cartier Street, you can see a 5-pounder cannon that was built in 1720. A little further up is a 4-pounder cannon, which, because of the deterioration of the metal surface, shows it was probably underwater for a long time. It bears a royal crown and royal cipher of George II. This model was intended for the Navy in the middle of the 18th century. Finally, on your right is a 24-pounder cannon that was manufactured by the Caron Company in 1811. It was used for a long time on Royal Navy ships, as well as a service piece during sieges and defense of fortresses. The name given to the cannon refers to the weight of its cannonball, 4, 5, or 24 pounds. You will also notice the bronze plaque, attesting that we are standing on a National Historic Site of Canada of the highest level of importance. The plaque speaks in praise of our valiancy in regards to the 1775 American invasion. Now, if you look towards the central road in the direction of the first building, you will see a needle-shaped monument. It is the Veterans Monument that was unveiled by Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, in 1977. It was donated by former cadets to honor the 25th anniversary of the college. The monument became the iconic image of the site. You have noticed a giant television screen. At the time of its installation, we unveiled buried artifacts, of which included old horseshoes and a bayonet. Sometimes we just have to scrape the surface of the ground to find buried memorabilia. This is a fine example of how to connect the past and the present. Now, let us go towards the interior of the site on our way to point number 4 on your map.